You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Oh, sounds as if Ma Dozen is rehearsing a speech and Pa's giving her some helpful pointers.
Here's how it begins, Pa. Ladies of the Friendly Improvement Society, a wonderful new discovery has been made for wash day.
Here, here, here.
It's Does, D-U-Z, a new kind of soap. Does does everything in your wash, from greasy work clothes, towels, to pretty rayon slips.
Put real feeling in it, Ma.
Feeling? You, Mrs. Smith, you don't get your work shirts clean enough.
Oh, now, Ma, I wouldn't get personal.
But her work shirts look a sight, Pa. Does it get him clean easy? She won't have to do any hard scrubbing or even use the bar soap anymore. Does gets the grimiest clothes clean all by itself.
Go on with your speech, Ma.
Oh, and ladies, no soap of any kind gets sheets and linens whiter than Does. Take my wash. Never seen a whiter one.
Ma, ain't you getting personal again?
But it's true, Pa. And here's how I'll end up. Ladies, besides all that, Does actually gives longer life to the delicate colors you wash. Pa, are you listening? Does is safer for colors, yet it can't be beat for washing grimy clothes. I thank you.
What for?
Pa, all speakers say I thank you. Think they'll like my speech?
Sure, Ma. When they hear about Does, they'll probably elect you president. Does everything.
Yes, does everything at the dozens. In the wash, I mean. Why, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Does everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. Well, the end of the whole situation is in sight. But just what meaning it will have for the Goldbergs, we still can't tell. Grace, during the ride to the station with George, suddenly revealed that she had torn up not Rosie's check, but a piece of paper. George immediately turned the car back to the Goldberg house. Grace, in her anger and fear, grabbed the wheel, and then it happened. They crashed into the big oak tree. Now Grace is resting upstairs, and Molly is at last face to face with the secret of her daughter-in-law. She is holding the check George just gave back to her, the check that Molly thought Grace destroyed. And Molly wants to know what, why, when, how. Listen.
David, come hither.
I'm here. I'm hither. Yeah? What?
Where's George?
Upstairs.
Upstairs. Where's Jake? Rosalie, where are you?
She's inside.
I'm inside setting the table.
Then remain as is and continue to set.
What
and
is it, Molly?
Nothing, Seth.
Why don't you call George?
Go, Seth.
Papa told him not to go into Grace's room.
Yeah, Jake said not Molly, and he did.
Seth, we weren't so wrong, Ma. If Grace was leaving here and George was just the hired man working for Marcia across the road, then why did he bring Grace back?
Seth.
And why is he still here?
Seth.
And why is he upstairs in Grace's room? And why did he ask Dr. Cater all those questions?
Yes, Molly, why?
They were going away together, only something happened.
Rosalie, if I don't hear silence, if I don't...
When Papa comes down, he won't be silent if you don't see that George leaves this house.
Set the table.
All right.
Molly, once and for all, go up and ask questions.
Running the car into the tree wasn't an accident. Didn't you see Grace grab the wheel when the car was coming up our drive road?
Seth,
good.
Please, if you can't figure it out, I can.
I didn't ask you to figure.
Well, this is what I think happened.
I don't want to know what
you think. It wasn't until they were in the car that Grace told George that she tore up my check. They had a quarrel, and George turned the car around and came back.
For what?
To start her innocent act all over again and get another check or get the cash. Ma, if Sammy's married to her, you have grounds for an annulment.
I want the table set.
There are some things that you just can't make excuses for and some things that you can't excuse. What are we having for supper?
Look and you'll know.
I guess I'll have to fix the tray for Grace, too.
Molly, I'm warning you. Some things you can find excuses for, not this. The way Rosalie said, that's how it was. The car didn't go into a tree. She told him she tore up the check, and he was disappointed to leave without the money, so
David,
he... Molly.
David, what Rosalie said is almost true. Just almost.
What do you mean, almost?
Quarrel they did. Grace told George she tore up what we thought was Rosalie's check.
Huh?
Yes. Here.
So what did she tear up in your face? Why, with my own eyes, I saw her tear up the check.
Piece of paper she tore. And the real check she kept.
And George?
That's all I know yet. George gave me the check. Oh,
so she's worse than he.
David, until she's better, I don't want Jake or Rosalie to know. She'll get well, and she'll know that I know.
But, Molly, what? When? Why? Why did she marry Sammy? For what?
Shh. Joe? David, in the kitchen,
yes,
I have...
Yes.
George, before my family comes down and sits on the table for supper, I'm asking you to explain. Make things clear to me. What is my son's wife to you? What does this check mean? How does it come in your possession? And why did Grace make believe she tore up the check when it was only a piece of paper she tore up? And now you have the check, and why are you giving it to me?
I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Hello.
I'm taking it. I heard it. I got it. Are you taking it? Hello? Yes, Marcia. She's all right. Doctor was here and he went. She'll be all right. Just rest in peace. Yes. Yes, George. Yes, he is. The what? The hogs he didn't fed. Hmm? I'll ask him. Did you give the chickens fresh water?
No.
No. Huh? I'll ask him. Are you working or did you quit?
I'm through.
He's through. Quit. Yes. Thank you. Bye. All right. She wants to know if you was leaving. What are you doing here? And that's what I want to know also, George.
You're still here, George?
I'm going.
I think we can very well take care of Grace. She happens to be my son's wife. Please, remember that. Molly, call me when the privacy of my home is observed.
Don't go, George. Mr. Goldberg don't know I have this check that you gave me. He only knows that Grace tore up the check. It's possible, George, that if Mr. Goldberg did know that, he could and he would call the police. That's why until I know more... Put spoons if yes or not.
Are you going to fix the tray for Grace?
Yes.
George.
Rosalie, exit,
Rosalie. Ma, Pa, is that...
Exit.
Why don't you leave then, George? You've caused enough trouble. Grace is married and she'll stay married to my brother. If you love her so much and you can't live without her, then why don't you wait until the war is over and my brother comes back? He isn't here now and you are, and that gives you all the time and
Rosie.
All the... I know it isn't your fault that you're not in the army. Nobody becomes perfect by getting into the army, and maybe you're better for Grace than my brother Sammy. But he's not here, and you are, and that means that you have to be more responsible. And you shouldn't come near Grace, especially if you love her.
And it was no coincidence you and Grace came from the same town, George, and your letters were mailed on the same day. Has Grace got a sister, or was that also part of the whole big story
George?
Of life? David.
George?
David, please.
George.
Not...
Whoever you are or whatever you are, speak out. Speak out or from now on and forward hold yourself in.
David.
Molly, go forth inside. I want to talk to George like man to man.
David.
Molly, please. George, what are you?
David.
Why don't he answer me? Why is he standing like a statue? Why?
Good night.
David, see.
Don't say David.
David. David, keep this check.
Molly, I don't want it. I'm too nervous.
Take it. I'll be right back. And not one word to Jake.
Where are you going?
I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Who
went out?
Mama went out.
Where'd she go, Uncle
David? I don't know. Rosie?
Yes, Uncle David.
If I show you something, will you be silent?
Why? What is
Shh.
It?
Only look and don't ask questions. Only look.
All right.
Here. Look.
Look what?
Nothing, Jake.
Why nothing when it's something?
Why is it something when it's nothing? Sit, Jake. Molly said you should sit on the table. She's coming right away.
Rosie, what was Uncle David telling you?
Nothing, Pa.
David, what is going on here that is being kept for me? What mustn't I know that I should know?
Show it to Papa, Uncle David. Why shouldn't Papa know?
But Mama said I should...
What is it?
Molly said...
Molly said what?
I should keep it for her.
Keep what?
Always me. Always me, Ryan. I'm so young. I'm too nervous.
David.
David, yes, always David. David keep it, David show it, David don't, and then David do. I'm too nervous, I am. I'm like a fifth column. I don't want to know the secrets, that's all. I'm going to go home. Here, you want it? Here. So here, you keep it. Here, Rosie.
What is it?
My check, Pa. Grace didn't tear it.
But if David is fed up with keeping secrets that aren't his, Jake is the kind of man who knows what to do with secrets that should be his. And Jake is the kind of man who isn't afraid to punish people who have treated him badly. Well, it looks like Molly will have a domestic tornado on her hands when she returns. You know, some people find it hard to make new friends. And other people, well, they just naturally seem to find friends everywhere. You know, young Daisy Dozens that way. Why, just yesterday, Daisy Dozens said...
Oh, I met the cutest man. He actually shaves already, and he likes Does. He clerks in a store, and he sells more Does than anything. He's wonderful.
Oh, man after my own heart, Daisy. Because the more Does he sells, the happier lots of ladies will be on wash day. You see, this new kind of soap does everything in your wash. Work shirts, towels, to rayon slips. Why, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to the nice colors you wash, plus unsurpassed whiteness for towels and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Yes, even in the toughest wash, does everything. And friends, Does sends you this wartime reminder. All soaps contain vital war materials, so don't waste soap. Measure your Does carefully into your machine. See to it every bit of Does you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Jake tries to protect his absent son. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the Dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.